Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said one reason why some people don't talk about their religion is that they don't have much to talk about. We appreciate very much the opportunity of coming your way with our Bible Meditations program. Indeed, we hope that as we study together, each of us will profit from our study of the Word of God. In our study this week, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the idea of ignoring warnings that are given unto us. The Bible obviously is a book of warnings. We have words like this, take heed or beware. Those are words that are frequently used in the Bible, and they're simply warnings to us that we need to give heed to. If we are warned as we're driving along the highway about a bridge being out ahead of us, we might indeed avoid all kinds of problems that would come along that line. So when there's a sign that gives us some warning, we appreciate the sign. Well, wouldn't that be true in religion as well? If there are signs that are given that tell us, be careful, beware, along this line, then we can listen to that, we can heed the signs and the warnings, and avoid the pitfalls that come from ignoring those warnings. However, mankind, being what he is, a lot of times just ignores warnings that are given. That has always been true, and the Bible is replete with examples that tell us that very thing. There have been times that God has given warning to man, and man, instead of listening to the warning God gave, just simply went about doing his own will and failing to realize that there's a price to be paid when you ignore the warnings that are there. Let me read to you from the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew and verse 15. The speaker on this particular occasion is the Lord. Jesus is giving some warnings. And so he says, beware of false prophets, which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. When you listen to that, do you have the feeling that the Lord wants us to have our eyes open? He wants us to be aware of a problem that could be faced, and therefore he gives us warning about it? Well, first of all, he tells us beware of false prophets. The word false just simply is in contrast with truth. A person who's teaching men and women in religion needs to be teaching the truth. Sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth, John 17 and verse 17. Imagine a man trying to teach another person about religious matters and not telling him the truth. Well, that's a terrible situation, but the Bible teaches that such is a possibility. Therefore, I need to have the warning. Beware of those who are false prophets. The word prophet just simply implies one who speaks for God. We had prophets in the Old Testament, and the New Testament also includes the idea of people who speak for God, and they bear the message that God wants them to bear. Now, keep in mind, we're not talking about people in the same degree of prophesying as to prophesying or predicting something that is yet to happen. Once in a while, we hear people today claiming to have the ability given by God to tell what's going to happen in the future. And we have people who set up a shop along the highway, inviting people to come along, and they'll tell them about the future. They'll read and tell you what is going to happen and what you need to be careful about. Well, of course, there are people who make all kinds of claims, but there isn't anybody today who is able to tell you what is going to occur on the morrow. Why would we indeed want to know what tomorrow holds? Now, sometimes people think they would feel better if they knew exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. In discussing this in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, a part of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord pointed out to us, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now, what was he saying? He was simply saying, don't worry about tomorrow, because we have enough things to take care of today, and no man is able to take care of the things that occur every day in his lifetime. That is, if he puts them all together. In verse 31 of chapter 6, the Lord asked the question, "Take heed and give no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Or, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." Now look at verse 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." You know, it's a true saying that if I have to bear the problems of today and yesterday and tomorrow, I have more on my hands than I can handle. I don't know what can be done to reverse things that have occurred yesterday. I can't undo those things. As far as today is concerned, I can step up and deal with the problems that come my way. What about tomorrow? Well, I don't know what's going to happen on the morrow, and I don't need to be worrying about that because I have enough to think about as far as today is concerned. So when somebody claims to be a prophet, and that he can tell you things that are going to occur tomorrow, my friends, the Bible just does not uphold such a claim. Well, the Lord then says, be careful of false prophets. And they come unto you in sheep's clothing. Now, obviously, the difference in sheep and wolves is very clear to us. A sheep can be trusted, and you can have a sheep coming unto you without the fear that he's going to tear you apart. Well, what about a wolf? That's a different story, isn't it? But here's the problem. It's disguised when it comes to you. A sheep doesn't come, that is, a wolf does not come, disguised as a wolf. He comes disguised as sheep, so that you'll put your guards down and not pay attention to the warnings that have been given. No wonder then, in this context, Jesus said, be careful of those who teach you. Some will teach you when they are wolves and lead you in the wrong direction. Others will indeed be true and honest. So beware of false prophets. So a warning given from the Lord needs to be listened to. And the Bible contains many warnings. It tells us many things to take heed to, and we would be wise if we would take the time to just simply heed the warnings that are given. The Lord willing, we'll pick up at this point in our study tomorrow. Please be listening, and we remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.